This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A Newark man was seriously injured last night just before 10 p.m. on Highway 122 near Newark. Investigating officers say 39-year-old Richard T. Drake of 4021 Cord Road apparently lost control of his ATV, with a four-wheeler overturning and throwing Drake onto the highway. A passing feed truck driven by 35-year-old Christopher M. Lithicum of Cave City struck Drake, traveling over his legs as Drake was lying face up near the middle of the highway. Drake was transported by a VitalLink ambulance to the White River Medical Center for emergency treatment. And we're awaiting information on a person who was walking on White Drive and struck by a vehicle last night. Independence County deputies were called to the Easy Mart in Newark Wednesday night around 8 o'clock by an employee who reported a nude woman was standing outside. Before police arrived, the employee had brought the woman inside and gave her a coat to cover herself. The woman at first gave Deputy Gary Franks a false name. Then the deputy said she was incoherent and didn't know where she was or where her clothes were. She was transported by ambulance to the medical center, and after doctors had checked her at the hospital, Deputy Franks cited the woman for disorderly conduct and criminal impersonation. Her court date is August 31st. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of 22-year-old Dustin LaVon Adams of Independence County. His address is listed as 100 Hidden Valley. Court documents say Adams ran from police in a pickup truck Tuesday afternoon, which ended in a wreck on Boswell Street in central Batesville. In trying to evade police, Adams hit a vehicle driven by Shelly Simeo and also two parked cars. He jumped from behind the steering wheel and ran from the scene. Simeo was injured and taken to the medical center for treatment. Adams was charged with three felonies: aggravated assault, fleeing, and leaving the scene of an accident with an injury involved. Adams' bond has been set by Judge Cheney Taylor at $100,000. Was it a drive-by shooting? Independence County deputies were called to the 1000 block of Brook Street in West Batesville around 6:30 this morning. The resident, 30-year-old Daniel J. Havens, told police that he and his girlfriend, 21-year-old Kara Brown, were asleep in the bedroom when they were awakened by loud pops that sounded like gunshots. Havens told police he got up and discovered bullet holes in the window next to his bed. Police also found a bullet hole in the siding just below the window. Havens said he did not hear a vehicle in the area. Deputy Rob Leonard reported he found spent shell casings in the street in front of Havens' residence. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the case is now under investigation. Enough rain fell in north central Arkansas this week that three county judges have rescinded their burn bans. County Judges Griffin, Avey, and Brown say enough general rainfall has been received to lift the burn bans in Independence, Stone, and Sharp counties.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.